Hello and welcome back to 40 days and 40 nights on the Camino with Jamie, the long distance coach. This is your host, this is the author, Jamie Wallace. So here I am on day 27 on the Camino de Santiago, 32 days since leaving Scotland, and I'm waking up in O Cabrero. And my plan is to walk all the way to Sarria, which is the 100-kilometer starting point to Santiago de Compostela. So I woke up early this morning. There were Americans in the room who were being quite noisy, so they kind of woke us up. So I ended up waking up about 6:15 that morning and getting up, chatted with Paola, who was upstairs, chatted up her by the kind of reception desk. She was going to have some breakfast first and then make tracks. I decided that I wanted to get some breakfast too, and I waited a bit. And said to her friends that I was going down the street for some breakfast. So I managed to find a place that was selling breakfast that time in the morning. So I had a cafe con leche and some breakfast. And I left O Cabrero around 7:00 that morning to make my way. Now, there were two ways I could have went. There was a longer way and then there was the shorter way, and I decided that I would take the longer way for some reason that morning. I think because it was a nicer, prettier road. So I decided to go that nicer country road. And it was a lovely walk through the countryside. There was quite a lot of uphill on this. But of course, there was also the downhill side of things, which was good. So I stopped in a place beginning with T. So this is the place that I had actually planned to stop. However, because of the time of day that it was like 11 in the morning, I didn't want to stop somewhere, you know, at that time in the morning. I felt that I had to just keep going. I'd already walked 25 kilometers by this stage. So between 7 in the morning and 11 o'clock, 4 hours, I'd walked 25 kilometers. And although I was there, I was getting my breakfast. I had a nice breakfast there, had a nice meal. I had a proper meal, actually. People were commenting on my meal that I was eating. And it was quite, I had eggs, bacon, and chips. And I remember as I was sitting down there, like, obviously by this stage, like, a lot of people had got to know me on the way. And there was a group of folk, a couple of tables up from me, all having breakfast, who recognized me and started shouting over to me. I don't know, like, obviously people had heard some of the stories that I'd been involved in, and I had a bit of a reputation, I guess, amongst some people. But I just remember them, like, saying, "Jamie, hello," and all the rest of it. It was quite funny. So they asked me, like, "What's your plans?" Because they'd all just decided to stop there and wait for the hostels to open up, for the albergs to open. But I says, "I'm too restless. I'm just going to have some breakfast, and then I'm just going to keep going, you know, keep going on my way. If I can make it to Sarria or further, then I'll do that. That's my plan. So 20 kilometers. You know, more to say. I've already walked 25 kilometers, so I should be able to walk, you know." So here's me pushing myself again. I never learn, but I did make it to Sarria, and I decided to stay there because because of the friction, because of the walking that I was doing, I'd actually worn away my shorts. So they were all ripped. All my socks had got holey as well that I was wearing. So I ended up having to throw out my shorts, throw out my socks. And because having met Christian, yeah, along the way in Syria, I met Christian at the bottom just as I was entering the town. So Christian and Begonia were there. We got a wee drink in together. He bought us a Coke and he told me to be careful and to watch my feet. I got a really stern warning from him, really looking out for me. So I was really determined to push on, you know, but because of that warning, I decided that, yeah, I should really listen. Should really listen to the advice. So I found myself a Chinese shop. Remember, these are the shops where you can get everything from. Just thought I could maybe find some shorts there. But they were too small for me. And then as I'm heading out towards walking through the old part of Syria, just past the church, I found myself at Alberg where I was able to check into. And then I went outside onto the streets and then I managed to find a wee restaurant out and I sat outside to have dinner. I had a hamburger, salad and chips. I had a pork bocadilla with a jug of sangria. and then once I'd had my dinner and it was kind of refreshed and I was replenished with food, I heard some bells. So I then went along to see what that was. I went into the church to see, just to kind of visit it and have a look around, but then they shut the door, so I had to sit through the mass. This was like over an hour long. That was quite funny because I just thought I was going in to have a look around, and then all of a sudden they closed me in and had to end up sitting down to participate in the mass. But that was great because like at the end of it, there was a wee room where you could just go and get your credential stamped, your pilgrim passport stamped. So I had a wee word with the priest, I guess, there, and he was taking an interest in where I came from and that, stamped the passport, pilgrim passport. And then afterwards, I got some water from the shop, so that I could have that during the night. Got some Coke from a machine, and then just went to bed that night. So yeah, it was a nice place, Syria, and very old type place and lively, lots of things going on in the town square next to the church. Nice place, but it was also good to get a nice rest that day as well. And this is me at the starting point for many people on the Camino de Santiago, where they walk the 100 kilometers. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Tune in again tomorrow for the next episode.